95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I sort of want to move in with that song for a while, live with it, because it's just so damn good.
You can move in with
it? Yeah, you know, maybe how we get along. Apocalyptica's cover of White Room. I was just, you know, it could pay half the rent. That'd be kind of nice.
I was thinking last night that we didn't have time to fully get into the fact that you hate Yoda.
When Yoda first came on and he had the Grover voice,
I'm
like 15-year-old me goes, I'm gonna leave this theater
Yoda
right now. Well, then I came to know Yoda,
yes,
and by a year in I was on board, but it took me a year to get
would you put him in your top three characters?
Top 10. Top 10.
All right.
Not the top three.
It's not acceptable. Just isn't acceptable.
So your favorite character is Yoda. Yeah, really.
And then Darth Vader.
Yeah. So you were thrilled in The Mandalorian when a baby one showed up, right? You're like, oh,
I did love that. Look at the baby one.
Right on.
Let's talk about today's show.
Nope.
There's a special South African gin where they infuse it with elephant dung.
People just look for stuff to screw stuff up
with. That's my question.
Right,
I have a theory on that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to test it out see if you agree and see if other people agree.
Right.
It's No Pants Day tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. As you can, we'll see, I guess.
It's,
well, maybe
it's incredibly stupid. I did some research. It's incredibly stupid.
Is it true that nobody really knows where it got started?
Correct.
Yeah. How many years? Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a California bar owner that's busted for making phony vaccination cards.
Man, that's really starting to happen now.
Yep.
You see this guy that got on a plane, claimed that he had a card?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's totally infected.
Oh, man.
Flew somewhere, a really long flight. Yeah, I'm fine. There ain't no such thing anyway, man. It's all just fake. Now everybody's sick.
The Pentagon is tracking a rogue Chinese rocket.
Oh, I know.
How awesome is that?
Oh, man.
It's going to come back into our atmosphere somewhere, and no one knows where.
And it may well come down in one fairly large chunk.
That's pretty cool.
It is. I mean, at least there's a lot of water out there, but there are boats on the water.
Sure.
I mean, you know. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty intense. 2021, that's the kind of problem.
I don't know why I'm excited about that.
No, I think it's really interesting.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, no.
It seems bad that we're excited
about
that.
It just seems like it's very bad. It seems like a futuristic sort of problem at least.
Sure does. That's true. We also have our 1 second of nonstop rock for $500 coming up before 4.
Yeah, man. You just got to listen to a little piece of music. Well, you know how it works. Do it sometime between now and 4.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In South Africa, they're making South African gin infused with elephant dung.
There are so many wonderful, delicious ingredients on this planet, but people just love to find the most disgusting stuff.
The creators stumbled across the idea a year ago after learning that elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers and yet digest only a third of it.
Okay, all right. So basically, he's letting them do the mix for him.
Correct. Okay. The gin bottles are marked with the date and the coordinates where the elephant dung was collected. What, are you going to go search it out?
And how do they clean it? Because there's got to be all sorts of parasites and what have you.
All right, so here we go. After about 5 sizable bags of dung are collected for a batch of 3,000 to 4,000 bottles of gin, the droppings are dried and crumbled and then washed to remove dirt and sand.
Okay, all right.
What about poop?
Hey, didn't remove the poop
it
from your poop.
Didn't remove the
poop.
So I'm not in. The botanicals are then sterilized and dried again and placed in an airing cupboard.
Not an airing cupboard.
Think of it as a spice cupboard. I think of it as a dung cupboard. It's just absurd.
I think of it as needing to be burned down.
The initial reaction of most people is, what? There's no way. But most people are very keen to actually taste it.
I would.
And this is where my theory comes in.
Yeah.
I want to see. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
If you can do something that stands out, something like this.
Right.
I don't drink gin. I'd try it.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting that way.
I do drink gin, and so it's even more appealing to me because of the weirdness of it.
Because of the elephant dung.
Yes. Yeah.
Awful, but I would try it.
What is it they do with monkey poo? There's something that they do with monkey poo that's supposed to be. I can't remember what it is.
That I don't know.
I can't remember what it is.
Here's a case of
wine. Listening.
Here's a case of wine that was taken into space.
Oh, wow. Cool.
For 14 months?
I mean, who gives a rat's ass? Probably didn't change the wine at all. Totally buy that.
The wine costs thousands of dollars. They are going to auction it off at Christie's Auction House for $1 million. $1 million.
Wow.
Because it went to space. See, they have to have a story.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what sort of all art is. You have to have a story. If it has an interesting story,
no, I know
we
where you're
use
going.
California dung.
Right.
This was aged in space. It gets your attention.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just one personal story. When I was in Italy, mm-hmm. I saw a guy painting a really, really nice painting with an eye patch.
Okay.
And I went over to him and I said, I'd like to buy that painting. And uh-huh. he said, I'm not done with it yet. Come back. So I did. I went back a couple times. And I wonder if he didn't have an eye patch.
Would you have been interested?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
You saw him doing
this
there,
is the guy with the eye patch.
It certainly pushed it further.
Yes.
Because it's got a story now they're telling on the radio. It's actually
has to have a story.
Becomes more valuable as
a
result.
That's a thing, right?
Yes. Oh, totally.
So you could put anything in it as long as it stands out.
Dude, a $6 bottle of wine that's been in space?
Right.
I'm on board.
For $1 billion?
Much more cash. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Monkey poo.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Monkey coffee. Poo coffee.
Yeah, we were talking about elephant poo. I'm trying to remember what it is they do with monkey poo. They make coffee beans.
And it's supposed to be the best coffee ever.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I haven't tried it yet. I actually absolutely would.
I would try that
as
well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we should order it.
All right.
Tomorrow's No Pants Day. Now, this is a thing that happens all the time, and I don't know how you get a day, but this is effing shaky. So I went to the... let's see what it is. It's the holidaycalendar.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. I know that one. Yep.
Do you?
I do. Okay. Yeah.
And under No Pants Day, it says No Pants Day is a holiday which is celebrated on the first Friday of May.
Okay.
As the name suggests, it is a non-official holiday in which people don't wear their pants at home or in public.
I remember particularly it's popular in Europe, I think. I've seen a lot of people. Pictures of people on the tube without, the subway without any pants. It's like a thing.
Are they wearing underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing?
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't think anyone actually did it.
No, it's been a thing for a while now.
According to the spirit of the day, those who participate in the holiday should go about the day acting unaware
right.
that they don't have their pants on. So then it goes into the history of No Pants Day, and this is where it gets shaky.
Right.
While no one actually knows when No Pants Day originated.
Right, somebody does.
This is the website that has... days.
Yes. All sort everything.
And they don't have any idea where No Pants Day, but they have a guess.
Oh, okay.
It is believed to have begun sometime during the mid-1980s, 1985 or 86.
Okay.
Some guy had his... I mean, any sentence that starts some guy...
Some guy.
Shaky.
Some dude.
Some guy had his wife iron his pants because he had a big meeting at work. However, it started getting late... And he had to suddenly head to work. Unfortunately,
no.
He was so preoccupied with not being late, he forgot to put his pants back on.
Honey, where are my pants?
And ended up boarding the subway pantless.
Nope.
That's the legend, man. I don't make them up.
That someone was just like, let's just not have any pants. It's like mooning the train, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for nobody... I don't think anyone does it. You're telling me they do in Europe.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Look up, I suppose you could do a Google image search on No Pants Day. You probably get all sorts of interesting things, yeah.
My Google search is going to be something. No
pants. Your search history has been pretty interesting already since you've been here at KLA.
Yeah, I need to.
We look up some pretty weird stuff.
I need to turn in this. Wow.
You found them, huh?
Oh, okay. So... they didn't say anything in the article about wearing shorts.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
They didn't say anything about it.
Well, really, you thought they were naked? I mean, they can't do that, half naked.
No, I thought they were underwear.
Oh, yeah, no, shorts.
They specifically didn't say shorts, and of course, I was looking for that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people with boxers and that sort of thing, generally.
Yeah, but there's boxers, and there's some girls that are lined up, but they all got shorts on.
Yeah.
So it actually does happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are you going to do it tomorrow?
No pants day tomorrow. I wear shorts every day.
I know, so that's what I'm thinking.
Yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about South African gin infused with elephant dung. And Sluggo remembered that there was something specialized that was made out of monkey poo.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember.
Sir, you have an update?
I wanted to give you guys a little info on the monkey dung.
Yes, yes, yeah. Please.
The monkeys eat the beans, and then they relieve themselves of the beans, and then that's what they're hunting for. They the farmers hunt for the monkey dung, and then...
Yep. Yeah.
Turn it into coffee.
I couldn't remember what thing came out of a monkey that they turned into food. I just couldn't remember.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it, but I would just love to, just same. Like you said, I would love to try the gin just because of the experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you ever tried anything that was originally dung of some sort?
No, but my brother ate some cow balls at a we had a herd roundup thing.
Nice. Rocky Mountain oysters,
right?
Oh man, what is wrong with humans? We're insane.
I don't know, but all three of us are on board with monkey poo coffee.
Yep, and elephant poo.
I'm gonna
gin.
Have to look it up.
Yes, you are, dude. Bring some
have
in.
To look it up, yeah. And bring some in.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, time for our 1 second of nonstop rock. We have a new clip for you.
This is brand new.
Brand new clip. For first time, we're gonna play it for $500. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $500.
And here is said clip. What is that, do you think?
It's Kevin and Swaggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Jason,
you're caller 13.
Are you
pooping you? Elephant pooping you? No.
We are not.
I couldn't get through on the big dollars. Oh, my God.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, well, you got a shot at 500.
Yeah, 500, and then, nothing to sneeze at.
All right.
And then if you don't get it and it keeps growing, then you get another shot at it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play it for you again, and then you tell us the name of it. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, here's the clip. I need the artist and the name of the song. Go.
Police, everything she does is magic.
I love that song.
That is incorrect.
I'm sorry, man. Damn it. Did you? So how long did you know that the last one was the Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen?
You know what? If I got picked, I would have had it wrong.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Huh. That was a difficult one.
I thought it was The Who. Yeah, that was The Who.
Yeah, that last one was particularly hard. But all right, man, thanks for playing along. And the next time we do it, between now and 5, it's worth $1,000.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I'm not dead yet.
Oh, man.
By Devorah is a great song.
So good. And it's one of those songs that Matt Pinfield and his new and approved show, Sunday Nights, he brought in. She's got a new song out. It's called Body Bag. So
nice.
I think she has a perfect future, man. I'm so on board with Devorah.
Body Bag.
Right?
All right.
But that's not dead yet on KLOS.
California bar owner busted for making phony vaccination cards.
Ah, dude.
Here's the thing. I went and got my second shot.
Right.
And the woman said, take a picture of this card, but keep it someplace safe at home.
Wow, what a great idea.
Yes, except for if they're starting to make fakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
That's going to ruin it, and we're all going to have to get a different one or show on our license or.
Yeah. I know something. Originally they were trying to put together an entire database of everyone who got the shot so that, you know, you couldn't fake it so easily. And it's just too much information. It was too much. And then you had to push forward and move on. So we get these ridiculous little cards that are just so easy to cheat.
Well, here's a story from the San Joaquin Valley. It's a bar owner. And listen to this.
Yeah, I want to hear a song. It's going to be right up there with the food.
Is that right?
No.
No, that sure isn't. How did I get there?
I don't know.
It was there.
But I did ask you just
before. You did.
Just before.
And it was. All right, here we go.
Okay. The small 800-person town of Clements, which has a sign on the front door saying they are a constitutionally compliant business that won't be following any social distancing or mask-wearing orders.
All right, hold on. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, they have a sign out front.
Yeah.
That says...
We're not going to play along. We don't care.
We're not playing along with any rules.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest that that's the guy who's faking the cards then. That does not surprise me
at
all.
But here's my thing.
Yeah.
You don't commit a crime when you're committing a crime.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, or you don't wave a flag.
So if you rob somebody, you don't speed and go through red lights because then they'll find out that you robbed. So this guy puts a sign in the window that says, hey,
go to hell. Yeah.
I'm not going to be complying with any of that stuff.
No.
And then continue.
Investigators believe something much bigger was happening inside.
So we were able to purchase them for $20 a card.
The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office got a complaint that these fake vaccine cards were being manufactured and also sold out of this bar, complete with laminations.
They were laminated.
They're even saying don't do that necessarily until you have the second, but of course they were writing in the second one.
Oh, they're saying don't do that?
Yeah, originally, and they still sort of...
See, what this is all so up in the air.
I know, yeah. All right, it's going to take a while, but yeah.
Investigators with the state's alcoholic beverage control took over because it is an alcohol serving business.
Undercover agents with our special operations unit were able to purchase multiple cards in April. As a result, we also observed several sales of fraudulent COVID-19 vaccination cards to other patrons.
So, you know, I mean, is he just trying to make money? I mean, clearly it's a statement as well.
Well, yeah, he's
But instead of actually going to get the shot and taking the chance that you're going to be followed by Bill Gates or it's going to alter your DNA or whatever and possibly keep you from getting a deadly disease,
yeah,
you're going to cough up some cash to some dude at a bar for a fake one? And
I mean, if they start, they'll explain further in the story, but as soon as they start demanding that you have them
right
on a plane to do or stuff. Whatever to
sure.
do stuff,
yep.
that's when the people that right. don't want to be vaccinated yep. want that fake.
That's the owner, Todd Anderson, being taken away in handcuffs Tuesday afternoon, facing charges of falsifying a medical record, falsifying a seal, several counts of identity theft, and one unregistered firearm charge.
Wait, he was doing identity theft, too.
That guy really
is like a fun fella.
He's really an all-purposes business.
It's an operation investigators say has been going on for at least a few weeks now, something that shocked community members like David Moore, who lives just 7 minutes away.
All right, here's my favorite thing about the news.
I know how far away you live.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But they always have to stop somebody that's local.
Yep.
And interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a worthless interview.
Yeah.
So they say, hey, this guy was just busted for selling fake vaccine cards. What are your thoughts? And it's always a worthless interview like this guy.
I'm astounded that somebody would do something on the side like that just for pure money.
So they're not asking him, hey, you've lived here
up.
Forever.
You weren't listening. He's astounded somebody would do it just for money. What? Of course he would do it just for money.
All right.
Of course.
But what else is he going to do it for?
It makes no sense.
I mean, if you're going to do it, even if you're making a statement, you can get some bucks. Of course you
right.
are.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
But he's astounded.
Yes.
Don Vilfer, a non-practicing attorney and former supervisory FBI special agent, says he worries this may only be the beginning.
As more establishments start requiring proof of vaccination.
They put him in a box for this interview?
Sounds like
or
it.
Or as countries require it in order to enter the country or travel about. Then you're going to see more opportunities for people to be producing fake ones to serve the people that don't want to get vaccinated.
He says you may not necessarily be committing a crime just for buying one of these fake vaccine cards, but you are committing a crime if you use it.
I would be very reluctant to travel overseas with a bogus vaccination card and potentially get arrested overseas.
I mean, that
yeah, you're locked
does
up.
Make sense.
Yeah, in Brazil.
Right. In a Brazilian prison.
Yeah, or in India right now. Wow.
Because you bought a $20 fake
right.
vaccine card?
This is the first thing I thought when they handed me the card. It's like, well, what's the point of this? This is going to be, everyone's going to fake these. I mean, this is no surprise.
Yeah, it is no surprise. I don't know how I mean, maybe because they had to rush things so much.
Sure. No,
they didn't
I, yeah.
figure
no,
out.
No, I get yeah. it. But it's just, you know, it's going to be.
I agree with you. It's just, you know.
And they're going to track these people back and figure out who it was. You're going to, man, you want to be one of those people with a fake card when it comes back to you? I don't think you're going to be very popular.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be one of those people.
Well, then give me my card back. I'll give you your $20 back.
Too late.
It's good faking that you were so sick after your second shot.
Oh, I don't feel good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A teenager claims she accidentally moved into a retirement village after signing her tenancy agreement without looking at the property.
Okay. What?
Her name is Madison Cahoot. She's 19 years old.
Who is she in cahoots with? 19,
yep.
huh? And she's moving. Okay, well, she seems mighty young.
Yes. So she was very surprised that everybody else in the apartment complex in Arkansas that she moved to was over 65.
Well, hello, dear.
She was very surprised by that. The nursing assistant who had moved there from Oklahoma filmed herself covering her face in embarrassment as she stood next to a senior citizen's apartment sign.
So they didn't ask? I guess you can't ask on a form, can you, how old you are?
I don't know.
Is it nowhere in clear print?
I would think it would be.
Yeah.
Because there's has. But you know what? People don't read. I don't
know.
No, read stuff.
Yeah. You know why? There's so much stuff.
Yes.
You can't. You
and she's 19. She
yeah.
didn't care.
Yeah.
She was moving probably for a job and just
sure.
had to get a place. And she says that she's loving her new neighborhood.
Yeah, I bet, man. If she's chill, I bet they love her.
How is life at the old folks' home, you might ask?
Yeah.
Let me show you, she says. When I get home, it's usually super quiet. because most of my neighbors are asleep by the time I go.
Sure.
One major perk is that I can play music whenever I want to because most of them can't hear.
Oh, I was wondering about that. So quite the opposite. They can't even hear anything. That's awesome.
It seems like it's working out quite well for her.
You know, I mean, I got to say, they are a little bit cheaper. And now that when I can afford to move, I'm old enough to live in one. It'd be kind of nice, actually.
You would be way on the young side of it, though.
That's fine with me.
You don't care.
I like older people. I've always gotten along with them. That's why you and I have gotten along so well. No, but really, I mean, you know, I mean, kind of nice. So they're not going to kick her out?
No, apparently not.
Huh.
That's a shocker.
It is.
Maybe look at the property.
Yeah, maybe.
Just even online.
So I moved into hell. Yes. I didn't look, but it said it's in hell.
Doesn't seem like that's a great way to live your life.
Right.
She's making it work.
That's cool.
Good for her. Madison Coot.
Shut up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California.
We're all gonna die!
Rock station.
We're all gonna die!
No, that's not the case.
Skylab is following. It's 1979 all over again,
It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening, and there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days...
This is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? But the rocket is too big to burn up,
right.
So it's going to come back to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Yeah, so is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
John Kirby joining us now. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for joining.
Hold on, I got to make myself a drink.
Okay. What?
I'm making myself a drink. We're going to die, man.
What?
Wow.
What do you mean, what? Well, what? I mean, you keep asking a question.
Well,
there's
saying,
a rogue Chinese rocket
right.
that's going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought, aren't you?
That's when I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
I said, there's a 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? A 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
I have done the math. Did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
so the rocket hits me, I'm dead for sure.
But
you ever try to kill a cow? It's not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow? All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit. But I call up, I go to get Progressive Insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house. And guess what? Flo's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Maybe.
I'll give him a call.
All right, great. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's KLOS.
Yep.
Hey, so I just wanted to, share some awesome news.
Yes, please.
My 7-year-old nephew is, next week is the last chemo.
Oh, nice.
That is
great
news.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's, as of today, all the doctors said, he's cancer-free.
Wow.
He's only going to be doing one more cancer treatment, and he's good.
That's fantastic. How long has he been dealing with it?
Since December the 12th.
Wow.
The day took him to Loma Linda, it's all taken care of.
And he has to do nothing else after one more treatment.
One more treatment, he's done.
That's so great.
What's his name?
His name is Colin Matthew.
Colin?
Colin, yes, sir.
Colin, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year is dedicated to Colin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we have some more money to give away.
Yeah.
This is $1,000 this hour, and it was a new clip last hour, so we've only played it once, or twice if you count the caller.
I do.
Yes, okay. But it's a new one, and it's worth $1,000. So you tell us the song title and the artist, and your caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you'll win the grand.
Nice. And here is that clip. You think you know what that is?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
What? Well, I win!
What's your name?
Nothing yet.
What?
What is your name?
Oh, this is T-Bone.
T-Bone!
T-Bone! T-Bone in the house!
Woo!
You're caller 13, T-Bone.
I'll have what you're having, sir.
Agreed.
Do you know what we're doing here? Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah. No. I got the song, dude.
Oh, sweet.
Right on. All right. Well, if you have the song, after we play the clip for you again, we will give you $1,000.
Sweet.
Right on, T-Bone. All right. I'm going to play the clip. You tell me the name of the artiste and the song title. That $1,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Hit it.
Here you go. What is that?
Bad Brains, Band in D.C.
Bad Brains rule!
But that's incorrect. I'm sorry, T-Bone.
Artist and song.
Sorry,
T-Bone.
Sorry, T.
Did you want us to just cheat and lie and say it was? Because you're just, you're so much fun. No, I'm Sir T-Bone. Oh,
T-Bone,
dude, it's okay.
Crushed.
Oh, T-Bone.
Peace out.
That's my favorite caller ever.
Same. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You want to tell the people about this?
No, yeah, you found this.
The Pink Floyd exhibition, their mortal remains featuring over 350 artifacts collected from the band's more than 55-year career.
That's amazing.
It's coming to the United States for the first time this summer. It's taking up residency here in Los Angeles at the Vogue Multicultural Museum.
And that is on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, that is awesome. So
that's pretty cool.
It's going to be till November that Pink Floyd, all their stuff, 55 years worth of stuff.
The handwritten lyrics and all that kind of stuff.
That was my first contact buzz, was a Pink Floyd show. I got home and I'm like, wow, why do I feel so good?
I want some of whatever that was.
Yeah, so we'll have to do some of that before we go to the show. We got to give away some tickets to that, man.
Yeah,
that's very cool. Right
that sounds cool.
Yeah.
My brother banned my 5-year-old from his wedding, so now I refuse to go.
Well, dude, I don't blame you, man. You can't not take your kid. When do you have a 5-year-old? When did this
5-year-old.
Happen? You have a 5-year-old.
Not me.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
A guy.
Oh, I see.
And it was his brother's wedding. So
his brother said, you can't bring my nephew?
No, but his bride-to-be did that, said that.
Oh.
Yes.
And he's like,
and the brother said, okay, honey, whatever.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yep.
Oh, you're my cat.
Can't bring the 5-year-old, not because of the 5-year-old, but because of the 5-year-old's mom.
Right.
Who she had beef with.
She had beef with. She gonna throw down at the wedding.
Apparently, well, you know, planning a wedding is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bridezillas.
And you really do.
Groomzillas.
Probably the hardest thing to do is the guest list.
Oh, yeah. It's
because
be.
It's expensive.
That's why we only had like 3 people come to
right.
the wedding.
Right. And then you basically have to rank people.
Yeah, like, no, that. Thank you for saying it.
Do they make it in the top 25, 50, whatever?
Hell no.
Yeah. So this 5-year-old kid would be the only child in the family that was not invited.
Oh, that's not okay. I'm sure he's like, yes! Or, yes!
Right, he doesn't
want
to
go to that.
Right, he doesn't want to go to that.
Right, of course not.
So,
but man, way to start the wedding. Way to start the family.
My ex, and the guy says this, my ex and my brother's girlfriend hated each other. They were on the same drill team, and I think they were jealous of each other.
Well, there you go, man.
It
back.
Was some old BS, petty high school rivalry. Then I guess it got bad because they were both crushing on the same guy. And so the guy, so the brother said, I'm not coming either.
Oh,
which
okay,
I love.
Yeah, sure,
which
man.
I love.
That's where I'd be. I'd be like, oh, this is such a built-in excuse. This is awesome.
Right.
I want to go to some damn wedding.
But it's his brother.
Whatever.
So I would want to if it was my brother, but...
Well, that's nice.
But my brother would never say don't
right.
bring your
hell
kid.
No.
That's
yeah.
insane.
Not a chance.
So that's what we're going to talk about. If you have problems with family.
Right.
Over a wedding.
Right.
Fights. Family fights over a wedding.
Right. What sort of things have weddings brought up?
Yes.
Wow.
And how ugly did it get? And who was to blame? Bride. At 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, we're talking about family fights over weddings. They seem to happen a lot.
Yep.
You get family together, you add booze.
Yep.
My bad things happen.
Brother-in-law showed up to his wedding wearing an I'm with stupid t-shirt. So,
excellent.
And that is not a joke at all. So
excellent.
Things go south.
Good times. KLOS, hello.
I went to my cousin's wedding to style his bride's hair. And one of my uncle's step-uncle, who I had never met before, said to his son, "Hey, that blonde over there, she's pretty cute. You should go hit on her." That was my cousin.
Oh! That is the problem with hitting on people at a wedding.
It really is, especially when they're blood relatives.
Yeah, it's going to go south.
So did you marry?
No, we didn't. Thank God. You know those Midwesterns. They all look alike anyway.
Right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
I was the guy that was getting married. And my brother was standing on the table with no shirt. ended up in a fight with my dad in the hallway.
Excellent.
I found my other brother was up on the roof with some girl that wasn't his girl.
Right.
Wow. So, this is starting to sound like Death at a Funeral, which is one of my favorite movies ever, the British version.
That's crazy. He's on the roof.
Jump!
What a weird place to go. Don't do it! It's not worth it!
Anyways, happy marriage.
Right. Yes. So we're going to take your calls as well at 818-955-KLOS. Family fights over weddings, whether it was a guest list or somebody got drunk at the wedding, whatever happened with your family and weddings, call now. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about family fights over weddings. KLOS, hello.
We got in a fight because my husband's brother and father wanted us to delay our entire wedding so they could go pick up a cell phone.
What?
Oh, man, come on. Priorities.
What?
Right. Yeah. His brother, he broke his phone and he wanted a new phone. And so they couldn't wait until after the wedding.
Wow.
Did you still go through with the wedding?
Oh, yeah. We started. We told them if they weren't coming in time, then they're going to miss it.
Good.
They're SOL. And they still showed up late.
Ugh. Wow, that's lame. That's so lame.
Should have had him tossed.
Yeah.
Take your new phone lame. Elsewhere.
Always have a bouncer at your wedding.
Right. That's important.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS. What happened to your wedding?
Let's see. My dad married my stepmom, and I booed them when they were introducing them because I was really drunk.
Yeah. There is no... And what? You really booed them?
I sure did. I don't have a great relationship with my dad, and I hated my stepmom. So,
wow. Let's hear your boo. I want to hear your boo.
I said, boo! They're divorced now.
Oh, they're divorced now. So you got
away. There you go. See, you knew.
It's all good.
You have a powerful boo.
Yeah. I was impressed. Thanks for booing.
Dude, we already missed World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, yeah.
We already missed that.
I'm going to be out there with my hoe, my garden hoe.
We missed it. We also missed the National Mother Goose Day and the National Chocolate Parfait Day.
Oh, Naked Parfait Day?
It doesn't say anything about being naked.
Oh, man.
We missed Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day?
Yep. We're missing a lot of stuff, but we're not missing tomorrow's No Pants Day.
And I'm on board, man, every single year.
We'll talk about that next.
364 days of no pants and one day that I do wear pants. That's tomorrow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I hope that we thanked Taylor enough for her takeover this past weekend. It was awesome. Taylor came in and played whatever she pleased. She played a lot of the new stuff. A lot of the stuff that she said helped her get her through the last year or so, the new rock here on KLOS. That was awesome. Thank you, Taylor.
We were talking yesterday about this movie, Wrath of Man.
I am so looking forward to this.
Looks so good to me.
Yeah.
It is directed by Guy Ritchie, and I was asking you if you knew his movies, so let me run a couple of them by you.
Right.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, yes.
That was him.
Yep.
Then Snatch, that was him.
Right.
And then he did Revolver, and he did Sherlock Holmes, which was...
I guess.
Was amazing.
Yes.
He did The Gentleman recently.
Oh, nice.
So he,
yeah, you see, you were talking about, I mean, you appreciate his style.
He really has a style that you can watch and go, wow, this is Guy Ritchie right here.
Yeah, and I think in Sherlock Holmes was a great example because the music was so amazing. I love the music in that movie. And like you said, it just kind of hits all those beats.
So this movie, The Wrath of Man, we're going to give you a chance to win a Fandango gift card for you and a guest to see Wrath of Man in theaters on the big screen.
You remember doing that? I remember going to a theater and watching a movie with great sound and shaking the building.
I think it's starting to happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on its way for
sure.
So
if you want to call 818-955-KLOS, the first couple of callers, we will give you these passes so that you can see Wrath of Man. It's director Guy Ritchie and starring Jason Statham, who basically just destroys people. So it looks awesome. Wrath of Man, it's out tomorrow.
Wow.
And you can win those tickets right now at 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. We are out of here.
Yeah. We got a lot of things to look forward to tomorrow. We got a Chinese rocket falling out of the sky.
Correct.
We have no pants to wear.
Correct.
No National No Pants Day.
We have our old Request Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Friday.
That's right, it's Friday!
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I forgot. Damn.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm very excited. Woohoo. The riff to a brand new song was keeping Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones awake all night this night on this day in rock in 1965 at a hotel in Clearwater, Florida. In the morning, he discovered he had recorded the riff for I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Quite a weird array of performers showed up at the Imperial Ballroom in England on this day in rock in 1967. That included the Jimi Hendrix Experience, the Walker Brothers, Cat Stevens, and Engelbert Humperdinck. With a quick shout out to Morley Bartnoff, it was on this day in rock in 1978 when the Knack was formed. A band had a great album called Round Trip that most people missed.